Hello, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Ask the Akasha. And tonight, we are going to be talking about Passover. We're going to be talking about Easter. And for this hour, I would love to have some discussion going. So if anyone's out there, we really want you to call in. We're going to be discussing what Passover and or Easter are about for you, and how humanity can use this sacred time to shift their consciousness and the planet, and use this time not only as a point of introspection, but also as a point to step off from, to really create a rebirthing for all those who are listening and all those who are around, and to really kind of go in deeper to see what your commitment is to yourself. And so I have some questions that we're going to be talking about. Would love to hear your feedback. Would love to have you join in and let's talk. One of the things I want to share with you is I'm going to give you four telephone numbers this evening. Each one is separate. So if you try to call one and it's busy, it's because I'm on the phone with someone. Call the next number. They do not roll over. So you have to, so if the 800 number is busy, call one of the 530 numbers, and I will be alerted as to the fact that you are on or someone is on the line. One of the other things is we're going to be discussing what Passover and or Easter are about for you. If you have any questions about these holidays or how they came about or whatever, you certainly are welcome to ask the Akasha on this. Let's hear what the Akashic Records have to say. Later on tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific on the Akashic Wisdom Show, now you'd find that on the daily schedule if you go up there, what we're going to be talking about there is I'm going to be answering your email questions on the meaning and truth of the crucifixion, plus how we can identify and free ourselves of our own personal and emotional bondage, and more, again, based on your questions. So this should be a very interesting evening. My intention for tonight is to help you expand your own light, help you expand your commitment to yourself, and I want you to know that as you expand your commitment to yourself, I am doing the same for myself. You know, we are all works in progress, and there are none of us that don't have something to work on. That certainly includes me. I've got lots to work on. But what the nice things about this is when we are in a community, when we are a part of loving beings that help us see not only our faults, and there's a lot of people out there that help us see our faults. I know I've got plenty of them in my life, and I'm probably show myself my faults most of all. As we all know, we're probably hardest on ourselves than anyone. We also have people around us that show us our joys and our blessings and our beauty and our plus size, the idea of our sides of us that bring joy to others. And so this is also a time of feeling grateful for the love that we have in our lives, the people that we have in our lives, the people that were in our lives that no longer are on the planet but are in our memories and in our hearts and affect our lives no matter where they are in spirit. And so, again, this is a very interesting hour, and I would love to hear from folks out there. Let me give you some numbers to call in. And again, these are separate standalone numbers. However, they will be answered if you call in. Okay. So the first number you can call in is toll free. This is from all over the United States. Is 877-270-8714. If that number is busy, I want you to give a call to 530-413-4515. And if that number is busy, I want you to call 530-876-9026. And last but not least, if that number is busy, please dial 530-876-3223. I'd also like to send a nice thank you out to Akashic Records Consultants International. They are one of our sponsors for the show. They are the organizing body, if you will, the governing body that certifies and trains Akashic Records teachers. I am a founding member. You can find out more about the Akashic Records Consultants International by going to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And my website is www.akashicwisdom.com. And if you would like to talk to me personally off the air or schedule a personal telephone consultation with me or attend one of my workshops where I teach you how to access your own Akashic Records, you can call me personally at 216-691-1233. Okay, we've got all those telephone numbers out of the way. So this is a very auspicious time for us. Let's talk about that. I was reading an email that was sent to me from a woman who is a spiritual woman who is Jewish, and she was talking about the Passover Seder and Passover holiday. And for those people out there who are not familiar with the Passover time of year, Passover is when the Jews were journeyed from Egypt. It is a time of 8 days where Jews celebrate their freedom and also pray for the freedom of others. So even though, if you've ever seen the Ten Commandments with Moses, that shows the first Passover as the Jews fled from Egypt and from Pharaoh's rule. And they, during the time of Passover, Jews only eat, well, they don't eat anything leavened, nothing with fermentation, so no bread, nothing with vinegar in it, so nothing that rises, because that's in honor of their ancestors who had to leave quickly. So consequently, they eat matzah, and the matzah is flour and water that has, it's basically bread that has not risen. So it's like a big cracker, and if you eat a lot of it, you get pretty bound up. That's what, anyway, that's where the bondage comes in. No, I'm kidding. That's just a way of remembering that once we were slaves and now we're free, and that there are other people in this world, as we all know, that are suffering under great bondage. And we pray for everyone's freedom. And Easter, as I'm sure you all know, is a time when Jesus, when it is said that Jesus walked the earth and was a great man, a great prophet, a holy man, a miracle worker. And so when he died on the cross, Christians believe he died for the sins of all. And so we're going to be talking about what is your burden, what sin did Jesus die for, and what bondage are you being willing to be freed from. So let's talk a little bit about that. There was some questions that came forward, as I mentioned, from this email. And what was interesting about it is the questions that came forward are we ready to embark on a new chapter in our lives? And these questions were from a woman, it was Beit Miriam, and she is a, if anybody's interested in knowing what her website is or what her information is, you can you can email her personally, I guess, at Beit Miriam at msn.com. So she has a Kabbalah of the Month book, and so she is, I got this email through her service here. So anyway, so I want to make sure we got the right credit to everyone. So one of her questions was, are we ready to embark on a new chapter in our lives? So are you ready to embark on a new chapter in your life? Are you ready and willing to give yourself the time and respect to be dedicated to the spiritual opportunity and to undertake a journey that will take you from places of inner constraint and limitation to greater expansiveness and freedom. For example, from feelings of isolation and loneliness to spiritual community, from inner uncertainty to living one's soul's purpose and mission. And are you willing to do the spiritual work on a daily basis that is needed to transform and heal yourself as well as the world? And so as I was reading this, and I paraphrase that a bit, but as I was reading it, what questions came to my mind? And one of the questions that came to my mind is, what is my uncertainty of living full out on purpose? And what does on purpose living mean? As well as, what does it mean to respect myself? Or what does that look like? So what does it look like for you to respect yourself? How would your life be different if you totally respected and accepted yourself? How would that be different? What would happen? Who would you be stronger with? Who would you be softer with? Who would you be more generous with? Who would you keep to the integrity of your word with? And all of those questions are rooted in our own individual beings. It's like the ones that we shortchange the most are usually ourselves. And so I truly ask you to contemplate that. So when I was considering that, what would it really look like, or what would it really feel like to live my life on purpose? Now, I consider myself living my life on purpose because I work with the Akashic Records. And yet there are things in my life that I know I let myself slide on. There are things in my life that I know that I could be doing much better than I am. So I opened my records and I said, okay, so talk to me about living on purpose. What would living on purpose look like for me? And so before I opened this show, before I got on the air, I opened my own personal Akashic Records, and in service to those listening, the records of the show as it's being broadcast for those who will be listening. And so what the record keepers are now telling me, and I'm going to now ask that question freshly for you. So what would it look like if I were to live my life full on purpose? And what does living my life on purpose mean? What am I not doing that I need to do? How can I move into my greatness in a way that will serve others in even broader, deeper, higher, more meaningful way? And so these are questions I know that you have asked yourself many times. Why do I know that? Because you're listening to this program. And why are you listening to this program? Because you're interested in the Akashic Records. So I'm just going to be silent for a moment and allow the records to come forward and answer that question. So this is now a message from the Akasha to all those who are listening about what would it be like, or what prevents us, what would it be like to live on purpose, and what is your uncertainty of living full out on purpose? So if you'll just settle in and go straight to your center and allow the information to come, I will bring forth this information and we'll see how it matches. So living on purpose is about living each day not just to the fullest, but to the highest level of truth and honesty with yourself. living on purpose or on your purpose or full on is about totally being honest with yourself about what makes you happy. Or if that part is hard to get at, as it is for so many of us, it's sometimes it's hard to really know what it is we want. With the records, you know, what the records are saying is, in order to understand what you want, you must be first clear about what you have. So, by being clear about what you have, you actually create a list or a commentary, if you will, about what is working in your life and what is not working in your life. What you have control over, what you have no control over. And then take another look at not having control and take a look at the aspect or the possibility of looking at that assumption of not being in control a different way. The assumption that we cannot control the way our lives work is the assumption that we're locked into a box. And no matter how we look at that, we can't change. And that's what traps us. That's what defeats our purpose of feeling free. When we allow other people to put us in a box based on what they want, we now allow our power to be given away rather than being clear about what it is we have and what it is we want. Sometimes the only shift we can make is a shift of attitude. And that shift of attitude moves into a place, or can move into a place of gratitude if we allow it. Living on purpose is about being very clear, literally on a moment-to-moment basis, of where our integrity lies and where our focus is. Humans live under normal circumstances so blindly, so robotically, that they, and this is not a criticism by any stretch of the imagination, it's not a criticism, it's an awareness that we need to really be aware of. We need to really look at when we are on autopilot and moving unconsciously, and when we are on purpose, being conscious of not only our actions, but our words, as well as our thoughts, and then becoming very clear about what feelings are being produced from those thoughts. We walk around assuming we're out of control. And the reality is, we are very much in control. We are very much in control of our own feelings. And we're very much in control of how we look on our life. We can choose to look at our life in a way that is angry, sad, helpless. We can choose to look at our life in a way that is empowering, grateful, and joyful, and full of life. We have a choice on how we view our own lives. And so living on purpose at this time is about really taking a personal inventory about what, again, we want and how we can change our life and what is it that we have come here to do. Not from a point of view of should. I should be doing something meaningful. I should be doing something that is my purpose. No, 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 no. It's not about should. It's not about should at all. It's about what do you want to create? What is in your heart? What makes you feel good? Not next week. Not 5 months from now or 6 years from now or 10 years from now. No. It's about what makes you feel good in this moment. How can you feel good in this moment? What will get you there? And as you go from one place to another, you realize that feeling good and feeling proud of yourself and moving into a rebirth at every choice that makes you feel good about you is a rebirth to who you are. It's a stepping stone to light. It's a stepping stone to expanding your consciousness, because the more conscious and the more on purpose you allow yourself to be with yourself, the more you open yourself to receive more light and more love from not only the universe, as well as from other human beings. And you have the most magnificent opportunity to reconnect and re-choose not only every second, every minute of the day gives you a new chance for a new choice. Every morning that you wake up gives you a new opportunity to choose a new way. And so it's with that in mind that we are asking you to move into your greatness as a way of accepting your own rebirth. For whether you believe that Jesus died on a cross and was reborn for you, or whether you believe this is the Passover season of rebirth and getting you out of your own bondage, or whether you believe none of that and say, I am my own person, I control who I am, and there even is no deity, it doesn't make any difference. The choice is, every morning, you have a choice to be a new you. You have a choice to step out and be reborn. You have a choice to live on purpose each morning, each day. And so the recommendation here is to make a list of the things that you would like to accomplish in your life. It doesn't mean you have to accomplish them all in one day. But what it does is it gets it out of your body. It gives you a list of things you would like to do. It gives you a goal that you would like to set or hope of things you would like to accomplish. And by taking all of that information and making a list of it, just start writing. I would like to do this, and I'd like to do that, I would like to accomplish this, I would like, and just allow yourself to move into your own stream of consciousness, your own higher self. Allow your own higher self and your own inner being to come forward and guide you by creating a list of all the things that you would like to do. And I'm talking about really thinking unlimitedly. This is not about what you think you can do. This is not about thinking about what you should do. This is about thinking about what you want to do, what you'd like to do, what you dream of doing. It's about opening your heart to dream and writing it all down. Because that list of things that you would like to accomplish then can become your prioritizing list of what you would like to work on first. Because each aspect of accomplishment usually has a variety of steps to get from one place to another. But you can't really create a map of where you want to go unless you know where you're at. And so the end result is what you want to accomplish. And knowing where you are now gives you your starting place. And the in-between are the action steps that need to be taken in order to get to that end result. And so by identifying the end results that you would like to create in your life, you are now creating a list of joyful things that you would like to accomplish. And each one of those joyful things you would like to accomplish represents a way of you living on your purpose, represents a way for you to move forward on your path, represents a reason that you have come to this lifetime. And it has nothing to do with dollars or education, because it's a goal that you would like to create, something you would like to do. It's about how can I get there? And the other part of that is it has nothing to do with doing alone. You don't have to accomplish everything by yourself. Living on your purpose, living full out, doesn't have to be lonely. You don't have to save the world all by yourself. It's okay. There are many people around to help you. And so it's really important that you learn how or take a look at what your goals are and then decide what parts of that do you need help with. But you have to start somewhere. And the list of what you want to accomplish in your life is the place to start. The Akashic Records offer an amazing amount of clarity of how to create that list. Not because they want to tell you what to do, but the energy of the Akasha opens and expands your awareness so that you really understand what possibilities and probabilities there are. When a person learns how to open their own Akashic Records, which is very easy to do, by the way, it's a weekend course. You can do this. This is not brain surgery. It's probably one of the most... It is. It's the easiest thing I've ever learned. The difficulty comes when a person believes they can't do it, and the record keepers allow them to believe that. Because whatever you believe you can't, you're right. At the same time, whatever you believe you can, you're also right. However, this energy of the Akasha can be so loving and so encompassing. I'd like you just to experiment with something right now. I'd like you just to close your eyes and just allow the focus of love to move into your heart chakra, right in the center of your chest. Take a nice deep breath. And allow that energy to expand and grow. And allow yourself the luxury of feeling totally and completely loved. Just allow that feeling to expand within you. Allow that wonderful warmth to spread throughout your body. And now move from that place of loving. Move the energy now while keeping it in your heart. Move the energy now to your crown chakra. And allow your heart and your mind to connect in light. And see that light go beyond the heavens, directly to Source. Creating a pathway of light from you to Source and from Source to you. And now allow the knowing of love to totally and completely fill your being and expand your knowing into the joy of who you are. Allow that. Receive that. Accept that. For you are light. You are love. And allow your whole being to expand. When you're ready, ask yourself, what would it feel like to live on purpose? What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? What would it feel like to totally and completely love and accept myself? And what do I need to know about my next step in rebirthing my being and expanding my light? Take a moment to write down the information that comes to you, even if it's just a feeling, even if it's just words, or if it's a picture. Allow that information to flow. Even if you're feeling what you are identifying as nothing, allow that nothing to be the most relaxing nothing that you've ever felt. The most soothing nothing that you ever experienced. Allow that. Just allow that. There you go. Remembering to breathe. Remembering to say thank you. And when you're ready, come back to the room. And if anyone would like to just give a call, would love to hear what your experience was. Would love to hear what your comments are about this very special time and how you are planning or how you are shifting or how or even if you have questions about how to shift and you don't know how to shift, and you need guidance for your own personal journey of how do I release these ties that bind me. If you have any of those issues right now, please call. Love to talk to you. You can dial 877, that's toll free. It's 877-270-8714. Or you can call 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. So it's really important that you journal your information. If you hold on to your feelings within your heart without expressing them even to yourself, then they get all muddled. It's very hard to think in a way that helps you plan or get creative or sort things out if everything is in your mind and there's nothing is on paper in front of you. So even if you're not a list person, writing down your ideas of how you want your life to look and feel, how you want your rebirth to happen, what you would like to see in your life, how you would like to move into prosperity. All these things need to come from your inner self onto a piece of paper. And you don't even have to keep it if you're afraid of somebody seeing it. It's just a matter of getting out of your body so you can look at it and you can see it. That's what's important. That's what's very important. This is also an important time in helping your children, or if you have children around you. It's a very important time for helping them understand their most special gifts. It's very important. Working with kids these days, especially the new kids that are coming in, can be so helpful because what's going on with these new kids is they are learning from their own, they're learning from their own observation. And their observations come from watching you. If you are an important adult in a child's life, then you need to be very aware that those children are watching your every move. And you are teaching them more about how the world works, how life works, how to treat themselves by the way you handle life, the way you handle the world, the way you treat yourself, than anything you could ever teach them. Kids learn, truly learn by example. And so if you have some special kids there, and each child is very special, but I'm talking about some indigo kids or crystal kids that you have that you really know are real, real special. They could be real handfuls from a discipline point of view. They could be really special that they see things, they talk to you about. They could be super intelligent. Or they could be just full of energy running around. You need to share with them what you know about stepping into greatness. Parents make the assumption that children don't need to be told how wonderful they are. Some of us have been raised by parents that would tell us what was wrong with us, rather than tell us what was right with us. And what we have to remember and realize is that if you grew up with a parent that that always told you what was wrong with you. It's time for you to be an adult parent of yourself and start telling you and telling yourself what is right with you. And also remember that the parent that was constantly telling you what was wrong, even if they did it in a very mean and cruel way, they were actually trying to help, even though it didn't, might not have felt that way. It's very hard for us to believe that some of the parents who were as mean as they were to us were really trying to expect the best from us. It's sometimes very hard. But it's also a way of remembering that helps ease some of that pain for those of you out there that have memories of parents not being kind. That parents parent the way they were parented. And it's up to you to break the cycle. Let me say that again. Parents parent the way they were parented. And it's up to you to break the cycle. And so for those folks out there that are either having babies or have young children, it's very important to raise them in a home of love. Not just love of the kids, but love of the parents and love of self. Remember again, children learn more about how to treat themselves by the way parents treat them than anything you could ever teach them. I want to mention now, too, that I also do coaching. I do coaching for parents. I do coaching for businesses. I do life coaching, all through the Akashic Records. And so there are programs that you can set up for yourself that run for 5 sessions or 10 sessions or even 20 sessions. I also have, those are specialized programs that are designed and customized specifically for you. I also offer individual telephone consultations just for a one-time only. Those consultations, you don't have to have them once a week. It's not about having them once a month if you're just getting an overall consultation. If you're working on a specific issue, if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business you want to create, if you're a parent and you want to parent better, or if you just want to have someone that you can use as a guide, someone that you can talk to that can help you sort things out, but you don't want to go to a psychologist, then the Akashic Records Life Coaching is what you're looking for. And I encourage you to give me a call. Again, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. That telephone number is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If I'm not here, the answering machine will pick it up, and I will call you back. If you leave your time zone, I won't wake you up too early, or I won't call too late. So your time zone's important. But I'd also like to mention that if you'd like to know more about the Akashic Records and what I do with the Akashic Records and my schedule of when I'm teaching classes, please go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHICWISDOM.com. And if you would like to understand or know more about ARC International, we are a governing body that trains and certifies Akashic Records consultants and teachers. We've been around since 2001. And our website is www.arc-akashicrecords.com. And by the way, you can also email questions for the show, for either Ask the Akasha or Akashic Wisdom Show. You can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's AKASHIC Wisdom, WISDOM, at AOL.com. Or you can use my own personal email, that's Donna, DAHNA, at akashicwisdom.com. So I hope that's not too confusing for you. But all that information is on the BBS website under the show's information. So if you go up, you will see that there are there is information. Just go for the, like what it says for the, just click on Akashic Wisdom. You will see the information for what the upcoming show, and then if you go down farther, you will see that there is information about what I do with the Akashic Records. Also want to mention next week, we have some very exciting guests next week. The first guest, which will be on Ask the Akasha, and you can certainly call in and ask her questions, is going to be my teacher from the Akashic Records. Her name is Elena Lieberman. She lives in Chicago. And she is specifically going to be, we're going to talk about her work in the Akashic Records. We're going to talk about my beginning in the Akashic Records. We're going to talk about what she's doing now working with the Akashic Records. We're going to talk about all those things. And we are also going to be taking your questions, so please feel free to log in and give a call or email me questions at AOL.com or even if you have an inquiry, you can actually send me an inquiry by going to the BBSradio.com website and click on Contact Hosts, and they will forward your email to me, and that's important. Now, the other piece is you will also on now that's the first one. That's at 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern and anything in between. So that's going to be the program with Elena Lieberman. The other part, that's late night on BBS Radio. The Akashic Wisdom Show at 9:00 Pacific is going to have, Rayon Anderson, Lori Rayon Anderson from Buddha's Place, and she is going to be talking about her experiences with channeling Buddha the cat. Buddha is a wonderful high being, and who has come to her in many lifetimes, and in many times this lifetime in the body of a cat. And she is going to talk about that, and she's going to talk about how she works with her Akashic Records and her work with her own animal communication. So next week is going to be a real wonderfully guest-packed week for those people to listen in. So we definitely want you to call. Please visit the BBSradio.com website often. The information for next week's programming will be updated on Monday, or probably Tuesday. So please tell your friends. We've got some great guests coming. Email your questions, call in your questions, and we can really get a great discussion going. And remember, this evening on the Akashic Wisdom Show, we are going to go deeper into our work. We're going to talk about the meaning or even the actuality, the crucifixion. We're going to talk about what the records have to say about the crucifixion of Christ, and we're going to talk deeper about the meaning and about Passover. So, and this very special time. So, please listen in then. Again, if you between now and then, if you want to, email me some questions. Let's get this discussion going. I think that's really great. There are some phone numbers that you can call later on, but for right now, we'd love to hear from you. You've got about 5 more minutes to call in your comment or email your comment. So please get that moving. We would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear from you. So please know that that's there for you. And let me give you those numbers again. Tonight is 877, just for this show only, 877-270-8714, or 530-413-4515, or 530-876-9026, or 530-876-3223. Okay. Now, we've got about 4 more minutes left here, 5 more minutes, and I want to be able to just move into one more piece of this work that we're talking about. And that piece is talking to you about life being a spiral. And so it would be important for you to take a look at your life and decide, or really observe, is your life spiraling upward? Are you expanding your light, or is it spiraling downward and you're feeling more overwhelmed? And the reason that's important is because if, in fact, either way, if you're feeling more light and you want to experience more light and you want to experience more depth, I would truly recommend working with the Akashic Records to help you expand that light. At the same time, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling that you don't know how to dig out from either it's depression or you're dig out of feeling overwhelmed of one way or another, again, the Akashic Records can help. Remember, the Akashic Records hold the energetic history of not only your soul's journey, but they hold all the information since the beginning of time and beyond. And it's so important that you understand that the Akashic Records truly are your life path strategy from your soul. And by accessing them, you can actually help yourself understand more about what there is in your life that you may be missing, or that you may want to expand, or that you may want to eliminate. And also, we'd want to do a program, so I'm real curious about questions about relationships. In the future, we're going to be doing different programs with different themes. And so your feedback of what kinds of themes you would like for the programs would be so helpful. So if you can email, tell me what do you want to know from the Akashic Records? What kind of themes for the program do you want to hear about? Is it relationships? Is it prosperity? Is it right livelihoods? Is it parenting? Is it animal communication? Whatever it is that you would like to know, I want to serve you and help you find that out. So the whole intention of our time together and this program is to help you understand not only what you can do with the energy of the Akasha, but what other people have done with their lives in the Akashic Records and what's possible. If you're interested in working and learning about the Akashic Records or taking a workshop, the dates of those workshops coming up across the country are on my website at akashicwisdom.com. Also, would like to share with you, I have an Akashic Records workshop coming up in Cleveland next weekend, actually, the 14th and 15th. That's a Level 1 workshop. In Columbus, Ohio, there is a workshop coming up the 21st and 22nd of April. Then we move to Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to be doing a Level 1 and a Level 2 workshop in Minneapolis, and that's going to be May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And that's, again, all these, you can just call me and register for them right on the telephone. Not a problem. If I'm not there, just leave a message that you'd like to register, and I'll call you right back. So that is in May. The level one and level two. Level two in Minneapolis will be May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and the level one will just be the 5th and 6th at different times of the day. We've got a schedule all worked out there. And if you're on the West Coast, Seattle. Seattle's next. Seattle is going. We're going to be doing a level one class in Seattle, as well as a level two class. Level two class in Seattle is May 8th, 9th, and 10th, and the level one class in Seattle is May 9th and 10th. Again, at different times of the day. So, give a call. Let us know what you want. I am here to serve you. This is the Akashic Records Show, sponsored by ARC International. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And Ask the Akasha is a place for you to get your questions answered, is a place for you to understand what your life is about, what this world is about, why things are happening globally, and how